Let us turn to our scripture text, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6, and I shall read. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lord, bless the reading of His Word.
The title of my message is, Without Faith, It is Impossible to Please Him. So we see how important is faith in our life. Nearly 100 years ago, my grandfather was pastor of a small English Presbyterian church in Upper Serangoon. All Chinese pastors were paid by the English Presbyterian Mission. And every month when my grandfather went to get his salary, as I was the eldest grandson, he would bring me along. My grandfather preached that we must believe in order to be saved. I sat in the congregation week after week. I disagreed in my heart and offered good works instead. I needed to do something good for God. For how can salvation be obtained so easily? Believe and be saved, said my grandfather again. Then suddenly I woke up to hear the word, believe, from many other declarations in the Bible. The first one is most famous. For John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then Paul in Romans 10:9 said, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, if you confess, that is outwardly you state your belief. Believing outwardly that he died on the cross to pay the penalty of your sins, and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. This belief of Jesus rising from the dead is most important, because if he did not rise from the dead, we are still in our sins. We must believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that then we will be saved. I preach this message at our Easter sunrise service. And I said, we so many times think I must do this or do that to please God. But no, the first thing is you must believe that He rose from the dead. Then you will be saved. We are going to the Holy Land in less than a week's time, to be exact, this early Thursday morning. When in the Holy Land, the last place you'll visit is the empty tomb. And when we see the empty tomb and believe that Christ rose from the dead, as I believe all our pilgrims going with me this time will believe, then we all be saved. What a blessing of visiting the Holy Land to those who believe. But we must not think of just only that. We must not only believe Jesus rising from the dead to be saved. You'll be surprised what other things we must also believe. We must believe also that our Lord was born of the Virgin. Do you believe that? Isaiah 7:14. And that He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1:20. As you come to church week after week, you have always thought, like me before, you have to do something good for God to be saved. Not do something good, but rather, first of all, believing in Jesus to the point. Doesn't the new awakening relieve us from the heavy burden that was there? But the Bible says also, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, God. You believe that Jesus is God also. And our faith in God must believe that God is, and in all things, showing ourselves a pattern of good works, according to Titus 2:7, which is the Apostle Paul speaking again. Our faith in God must believe that He gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Again, Titus 2:14. Our faith in God must be subject to principalities and powers. Christians are law-abiding citizens, and they keep to the orders of government, to obey magistrates, and to be ready for every good work. Titus chapter 3 verse 1. Our faith in God must be careful to maintain good works again, says Titus. Chapter 3, verse 8. And finally, according to Titus, who exhorts us, let us all maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Titus 3:14. On the one hand, the Bible teaches us that we are saved simply by believing. On the other hand, we are told to be saved, we must also maintain good works. Both are right. Now we say in the following, as you read to me the words of James, it's a test of good works. And I want you now to turn to James, all of you having your Bibles. Our Bibles are not meant to be brought to church and taken home, but here, as you read them, please follow. James, chapter 2, verse 14, until the end. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? So faith, can faith save him? What I read just now was, both statements are right. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, verse 16, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? You say faith must be proved by works. Yes, a man, verse 18, 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me my faith, thy faith, without works. And I show thee my faith by my works. Which is right. Now, believers, that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O thee man, The faith of not works is dead. Was not Abraham, verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and for works was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see how that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. Likewise, also was Rahab the harlot justified by works when he received the messengers, the two spies, and then led them out by another way, lest they be caught by the police of Jericho. For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. What is the title of our message, of our sermon? Without faith, indeed it is impossible to please him. But our faith must be balanced by good works. Do you have this? Let us pray. O Lord, as we come to church each week, help us to improve in our understanding and your understanding of thy word, especially on our salvation. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.